We're back with Tammy Savolainen from Marquette talking about, well, her first two bucks actually now. So, Tammy, first of all, thanks for sharing your first buck story from bow season last year.
Of course.
And I'm looking forward to hearing about this year's rifle season buck, your second buck, first one with a rifle. Let's just jump right in and talk about, first of all, the general location. What county were you in?
We were in Berrica County.
Okay, which is the home of big bucks.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about how you kind of got ready for this hunt. I mean, last year you shot one with a crossbow.
Yes.
So did you go out with your husband and shoot the rifle, I'm assuming?
Yep, we sighted in the rifles. Actually, during bow season, we sat a few times during bow season. We just didn't dedicate as much time to it this year. Just because life happens.
But life, yeah.
We sighted in the rifles, so everyone felt good and comfortable with that. So actually, myself, my husband, and my father-in-law, we took our rifles out and set the target out at about 100 yards, and we all took turns sighting in our rifles together.
And did you feel pretty confident after that? I mean, did it help a lot with you just being able to shoot a rifle in the woods?
Yeah, and actually, it's kind of funny. The first few shots, I kind of have to switch gears from shotgun to rifle. You know, shotgun brain for waterfowl season to shooting a rifle.
Oh, yeah. That's easier for me, just to be clear. It's going from rifle to shotgun that I struggle with because it's the follow-through on a shotgun. You got to continue, you know?
Yes.
But, you know, point and shoot with a rifle, I assume you had a scope?
Yes.
And tell me what kind of rifle you were shooting.
Shooting my husband's .243
does it again. It's one of the best calibers out there with the least amount of kick, I find.
Yes, I agree.
Which is great for, you know, smaller frame kids, women, things like that, just throwing that out there. So let's talk about the morning that you got up to go hunting. Opening day?
Yes. Opening day, I didn't get to sit in the morning. I had to bring the boys to school and tie up a few loose ends. So,
what a good mom.
You know, doing the mom thing and got them off and got all my things squared away at home and then headed out to camp. Got there around lunchtime and went directly out to the blind to get settled and, you know, get ready for the afternoon and evening hunt.
Tell me a little bit about what your blind is like.
Well, the blind we were sitting in is a two-person blind that we actually built last year at our house. Our two boys and my husband, myself, we all had a hand in building it together.
Family affair.
Yeah,
huh?
For sure. And then we got it set up in place and did a nice camo spray paint job and got it all homey. So it's really nice. It's a great blind and it's got a heater in it and it's good to go.
So tell me about what kind of view you had. Was it really open or was it up on a hill or...
I was more up on a hill looking down a shooting lane, and where the bait was more of an open area between the blind and the bait pile was about 110 yards.
Wow. So yeah. Not a short shot.
No.
So tell me how the buck came in.
So the buck came in on Saturday, so the second day, and sat all morning and didn't see anything. Had a group of turkeys come in, about seven of them in the morning, and that's all I saw. And, we don't have cell service, you know, near our camp or anything, so we all had radios. So we do a 9 a.m. radio check, and everyone kind of reports what they're seeing, how they're doing, that type of thing. And everyone chimed in and said, oh, I'm seeing does and some small spikes and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm seeing seven turkeys. But I wasn't discouraged because, as my husband always says, it only takes one. So we go on, you know, for the afternoon, and it gets to be about lunchtime, and my husband says, I'm going to head back to the camp to, you know, feed the dog, get the sauna lit, do that type of stuff, and I'll be back in about an hour or so. And he's like, you'll be fine. You got this. It would be really cool if you shot a buck while I was gone. I'm like, okay, yeah, that would be cool. So he leaves, and, you know, then I'm on high alert because I'm sitting by myself for the first time. And nothing's happening, just kind of staring down the lane, and all of a sudden, I see a little head pop out from the left. And I'm like, am I seeing this right? Is it a doe? I'm thinking, you know, a million different things. And he started to walk out real slow, and I saw three points on one side. I'm like, here we go. I saw a really big body, and I got my shot lined up. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, let's get this going, because if he looks up and sees a doe, he's going to peel out, and you're going to miss your opportunity. So I got lined up and took a shot, and he dropped right there.
Again, no tracking.
Yeah.
Jeez, Tammy, congratulations.
Well,
what a great story.
Thank you.
And that's really cool, and I wish you the best of luck. I think you got that buck out of karma.
I hope so.
I really do, you know. You couldn't go opening morning taking care of the kids, being a good mom, so you were rewarded with that. So thank you very much for sharing this with us on The Outdoor Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Adam.
Tammy Savolainen from Marquette talking about this year's and last year's Bucks on The Outdoor Show.